The real path to happiness. Many people believe that happiness comes only after achieving great success. This idea can lead to unhappiness because true happiness actually starts from within. The first key to happiness is realizing that happy people are often the ones who achieve success. You shouldn't chase happiness. In fact, only about 10% of personal happiness comes from outside factors, like getting a raise. The rest comes from how you view the world positively. To help you find daily happiness, try the 20-minute replay method before bed. This practice involves writing down at least one happy moment from your day in a journal. Doing this helps you recognize future happy moments and allows you to relive that joy. Another important part of happiness is motivation. It's crucial to do things you love, not just for external rewards or approval from others. When your drive is money or fame, you can fall into a cycle of unhappiness. Even if you reach your goals, that happiness is temporary, and you'll just set new goals to chase. For example, the author of the blog, 1000 Awesome Things, started writing because it made him happy. But as his blog gained popularity, he began setting goals like reaching 1 million visitors, then 10 million, and then publishing a book. This led him to constantly chase happiness, which never lasted. Eventually, he decided to focus on doing things just for the joy they bring. Happiness and inner conflict. Two main conflicts can block your happiness, but just being alive gives you a ticket to joy. Negative thoughts are unavoidable. They'll pop up no matter how positive you try to be. When you struggle against these thoughts, it feels like a battle in your mind. This battle happens between two parts of your brain, the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex. The amygdala is an ancient part of the brain that constantly scans for danger, just like our ancestors who had to watch out for saber-toothed tigers. Even today, it sounds alarms over minor stressors, like an upcoming presentation. On the other hand, the prefrontal cortex, which is newer, tries to calm these worries with logical thinking. Unfortunately, the amygdala often wins, leaving us feeling anxious and unhappy. Another struggle happens when we compare ourselves to others, creating feelings of self-doubt. For example, seeing your neighbor's new car can suddenly make you feel bad about your own life, even if you were content moments before. While you can't always calm your amygdala, especially before public speaking, you can change how you view envy and discontent. The third secret to happiness is perspective. Remember how lucky you are just to be alive. Consider the amazing odds that allowed human life to exist on Earth. With 7 billion people living today, it's striking that about 108 billion people have died, meaning only 1 in 15 people born is still alive. Being alive is like winning a cosmic lottery. Stay active after retirement. Retirement won't guarantee your happiness. To stay happy and healthy, you need to remain actively engaged. Are you excited about reaching retirement age and relaxing? If you want true happiness, you should think again. The idea of retirement was created by the Germans in 1889 to free up jobs for younger workers and let those over 65 enjoy their later years. While it sounds good, it's outdated. Back then, the average life expectancy was 67. But now someone at that age might still have many active years ahead. Research shows that healthy individuals want to stay productive. A survey from the mid-20th century found that 50 to 60% of people over 65 preferred to keep working rather than retire. This is important because being productive gives life meaning and motivation to get up each day. A great example is the people of Okinawa, an island in the East China Sea, known for having the highest life expectancy. They don't have a concept of retirement. Instead, they adopt ikigai, which means the reason you wake up in the morning. This sense of purpose is key to their long and healthy lives. Researchers at Tohoku University studied 43,000 people over 7 years and found that those with ikigai reported being healthier and less stressed. By the study's end, 95% of those with ikigai were still alive, compared to only 83% of those without it. So, don't let retirement take away your sense of purpose. Maintain productivity and nurture your ikigai, as that is the fourth secret to happiness. Time is more precious than a paycheck. The way you invest your time matters more than how much money you make. While a high salary feels rewarding, it doesn't show the whole picture. Imagine a Harvard graduate earning $120,000 a year. They only get 2 weeks off and work 85 hours each week for the other 50 weeks, totaling 4,250 work hours a year. That means they make about $28 per hour. Now consider an assistant manager at a store who makes $70,000 a year. She also enjoys 2 weeks of vacation and works 50 hours a week, adding up to 2,500 hours annually. Her hourly wage is also around $28. So what's more valuable? A bigger paycheck or the time you lose working instead of doing what makes you happy? Time should be valued more because we have so little of it. In fact, one key to happiness is to prioritize your time over money. This means being mindful of how you spend your hours and rethinking their worth when they're not used for activities that bring joy and purpose. If managing time is hard for you, try creating a schedule. Break down the 168 hours in a week into sleep, work, and things you love, giving about 56 hours to each. This can help you stay well-rested and keep a healthy balance in life. Unfortunately, those Harvard grads miss out on this balance. Their 85-hour workweeks leave little time for sleep or personal activities. Now let's explore ways to make time for what truly matters. Simplify choices to reduce stress and save time. If you want to feel less overwhelmed and have more time for important things, start by cutting down on your choices. Constant decision-making can be exhausting, and most people face a lot of it daily. The author once counted 285 decisions in a single day, many of them trivial, like deciding when to check the mail. Even small decisions use up mental energy, adding to your stress. However, you can lower that stress and increase efficiency by limiting the number of choices you have to make. A great example of this is Benjamin Lee, a former colleague of the author. He simplified his life by only shopping for clothes once a year. During that time, he buys 30 pairs of boxers, 30 identical socks, 15 shirts, and 5 pairs of black pants. This approach lets him do laundry just once a month and removes the daily stress of deciding what to wear. He calculated that these small changes save him 15 minutes each day, which adds up to an entire week over the year. Lee's strategy frees up time and mental space to focus on what truly makes him happy, which is at the heart of the sixth secret to happiness. Another way to reclaim your time is to shorten your deadlines. In 1955, the scholar C. Northcote Parkinson proposed Parkinson's Law, which states that tasks expand to fill the time given to complete them. If you have a 3-week deadline for an assignment, you'll likely spend that entire time working on it, including moments of procrastination. But if you set a 1-week deadline for yourself, you'll dive into the task right away, and the quality likely won't drop. By creating shorter personal deadlines, you can make time when it seems like there isn't any. Overcome fear and do what you love. Push past your fears and start doing the things you love. When was the last time you crossed something off your bucket list? If it's been a while, what's holding you back? It's usually not a lack of money or resources. In most cases, we create our own mental barriers, convincing ourselves to avoid activities that would make us happy. There are typically two barriers that stop us: the belief that we can't do something, and the belief that we don't want to. Believing you can't do something stops you from even trying. The author thought he couldn't swim due to a bad experience in water as a child. This created a false belief that he wasn't capable of swimming. Then there's the second barrier: convincing yourself you don't want to do it. The author made excuses like swimming being a waste of time, or that there were better ways to exercise. These thoughts just block us from enjoying life's pleasures. Luckily, breaking through these barriers is possible, which is the seventh secret to happiness. Even if it feels scary or unfamiliar, imagining yourself doing the thing you fear is the first step. Visualizing it helps your brain get used to the idea. Once you're ready, The next step is to take action and do it. For the author, meeting his wife, who loved swimming, pushed him to stop making excuses. He signed up for swimming lessons, and once he got in the water, his mindset changed. He realized not only that he could swim, but he actually wanted to. Be yourself and trust your own instincts. Don't rely on others' advice. Be true to yourself. If you've ever tried to be kind to someone who's rude or hurtful, you know how painful it feels to ignore your true emotions. This leads us to the eighth secret of happiness. Be yourself. The most important relationship you'll ever have is the one with yourself. Yet, many people overlook this and fail to live authentically. They may act differently or do things they don't really believe in, just to gain approval or advance in their careers. To reconnect with your authentic self, try the Saturday morning test. Ask yourself, what would you do on a Saturday morning when you have no obligations? If you love hitting the gym, maybe becoming a personal trainer is for you. If you enjoy writing, follow the author's example and start a blog or write for a magazine. Whatever your answer, think it over and start aligning your life with what truly makes you happy. The more you incorporate these Saturday morning activities into your routine, the happier you'll feel. And that brings us to the ninth secret to happiness. Trust yourself, not the advice of others. Every day, we're bombarded with ads, articles, and advice from friends or experts telling us how to live. These opinions often conflict. For example, if your spouse cheats, one friend might urge divorce, while a family member suggests therapy. Even sayings like, "the early bird catches the worm," and "good things come to those who wait," contradict each other. Ultimately, only you know your true hopes and desires, so only you have the answers for your situation. To find happiness, you need to ask yourself what you really want and trust your own feelings. Key points. 1. Focus on activities you love instead of external rewards to avoid a cycle of temporary happiness. 2. Negative thoughts and comparisons can block happiness, but changing your perspective helps. 3. True happiness comes from within and leads to success, not the other way around. 4. Staying productive after retirement keeps you happy and healthy by giving you a sense of purpose. 5. Value your time over money, as time is limited and should be spent on meaningful activities. 6. Simplifying decisions and setting shorter deadlines can reduce stress and increase productivity. 7. Trust your instincts and be true to yourself, rather than relying on others' advice.